Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Jackie. How are you little ray of sunshine?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm so good, and I'm also so inspired to listen to some musical theater music thanks to our guest today. Like, don't you just
Yes.
want to like pop in the original cast recording of Wicked and just sing along, pretend like you're there on stage?
I want that very badly. And this last weekend, my husband had never seen the movie Chicago. And I got to rewatch it, and he got to see it for the first time. And
Oh my
I.
gosh, we should have had a conversation because I've never seen
Oh
Chicago.
my God. I can even speak, like, I can recite the Hungarian in that show. I don't speak Hungarian, but that's how
I don't
many
know what
times
that
I
means,
watched
but
it. Like,
that's
the language.
amazing.
There's just a little bit in one of the songs that's in Hungarian, and I don't know if my pronunciation is right, but I think it's close enough. I think
That's
Hungarians
great.
might even understand it. You know? That's how
Oh,
many
well, there's
times I
only one
watched the
way to find
show.
out. Let's get you on a
No
plane to
way.
Hungary.
Yeah.
Hungary.
Hungry.
Hungary. Oh
Oh,
boy, we're leaving
no.
that in. That's good. That's a real honest moment that I am ashamed of. But how else do we learn but shame? My therapist would be very disappointed in me saying that. Anywho, our guest today is also a ray of sunshine.
She
We are
is.
joined by the fabulous, artistic, hilarious genius Anna Garcia.
Oh my
We could have
gosh.
talked to her for hours. She brought some of the most delightful items. It was so fun, and like I said, she's a theater kid, and that
She
really
is
got
a theater kid.
my theater kid bones moving. And I was like, oh, it's been a minute since I have put on any kind of musical, so that might be happening in my near
Oh my
future.
gosh. Can you sing?
No, I mean, I can literally sing. Like, I can make noises out of my mouth,
Sure.
kind of to a
Speak in
tune. Does
melody?
it sound good?
Yeah.
No, not
Oh.
at all. It's very nasally. I
I thought
have
maybe you were like some
no,
sort of like
no.
savant and I just had no idea because I've never
Oh.
asked you to sing for me.
No. It's a terrible thing. It's
I don't
oh
even
boy,
do
big blind spot
karaoke.
for my. I would. Yeah, for karaoke, I think I'd be one of those people where I'm not bad enough to be funny, but definitely not good enough to be entertaining. I'm in that sad
Right.
middle ground.
Right. I'm
So.
definitely in the bad enough to be funny, and I don't like that kind of I don't like it. I don't like it. I can't have it.
I can
I don't
handle
want
that.
any piece of that. Well,
I can
you're a
handle being real
performer,
bad at
and I am
something.
not.
Yeah. Look, I've done improv, okay? I am used to failing
Yes,
and
and
flailing in front of an audience.
yeah,
So.
that's not my scene. I have failed, obviously, in front of people as well, but karaoke is too
I
much for
can't see it.
me.
I can't
It's
see
too
it. I
much.
think that's a lie.
In any event, I bet our friend on the podcast today, Anna Garcia, can do it all. She is a super talent, a super funny woman, and you can listen to her here and many places. You can see her live, you can watch her on shows. She's a real steal of a guest.
She sure is. She's great.
Well,
Anyway,
let's
let's get
let you
into it.
listen. Let's let you listen because we had the best time. And I, of course, am plotting ways to make her my best friend. So I'll keep
Yeah.
you all
Yeah, let's
posted.
work together. Let's get the whiteboard out, Jackie.
Yes.
All
How to
right,
make
on
friends in your
to
30s. Anna
how to make friends in your
Garcia.
30s. All right.
Enjoy.
Anna Garcia. Hello, and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it's so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationships with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage. Or maybe we'll just encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. We are your hosts. I am Courtney Vinaes, a Los Angeles-based actor and video game streamer with a passion for thrifting and a distaste for waste.
And I'm Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA who's an avid window shopper and a sentimental saver.
And today we are joined by Anna Garcia, an actor, a comedian, and the host of The Scrambled Egg Show. Hi, how are you?
Hello, everyone. It's
hello.
So good to see you. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I had a really quite a chill day yesterday. I did not leave my apartment much due to me being like, I need to clean this one room I haven't cleaned in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's actually so funny that I'm on this podcast because I yesterday was like, I do have too much stuff. I was like, I have to get rid of some stuff. I mean, there are just, there's just no space on any of the, on the counters and tables. And I'm like, I have to either buy a bunch of shelves or I have to get some stuff out of here.
That's like, it's such a balancing act, finding out like trying to figure out if you need more storage or if you just need to get rid of stuff. And I've been, the last couple of years, I've been trying hard to just be like, no, I need fewer things. I need less stuff. I don't need storage. Because my mom is kind of the type of person who's just like, well, I guess I need to get more storage to hold all my stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, no, less stuff. But
so I'm visiting family again in Canada, and in Canada, in lots of parts of the States, if only I could speak, it would be really helpful to have a podcast, but here we are anyways, in lots of parts of the country, but not in California. So everyone here has these gigantic basements with these massive storage rooms that all have like shelving and places to keep their luggage and places for all the like decorations and all this stuff. And I was like walking around being like, oh, like your house is nice, but like look at this storage. And because a few friends moved during the pandemic and, you know, I'm here seeing all these new beautiful homes and I'm like, wow, your storage is the same size as the footprint of your house. I've never been more jealous in my life.
Listen, growing up in the Midwest, I'm from Michigan. Every house has a basement, and everyone was always jealous of the basements that were like fully finished and tricked out. But like my basement had four rooms, and all four were for like storing things. Like it truly, it's like my mom is pretty good about getting rid of stuff, but when I'm like, you will not get rid of this, it just goes into one of the four basement rooms.
I realized this trip that when my grandmother had died, she had this like beautiful wood furniture. And I was like, I was a student in Montreal at the time. And I was like, oh, save me the furniture because when I move, like, I'll want it. It's still in my parents' basement. And I realized it now. I was like, you guys can get rid of that. I'm so sorry.
What, you don't want to pay to ship it from Northern Canada to Los Angeles? You don't want to ship furniture?
I mean, it's beautiful furniture. It was so nice of them to keep it, but it was a mistake on my part.
Yeah.
A sentimental mistake, as per usual.
Yeah. Would it? Okay. Time. So if it cost you $0 to get it from Northern Canada to LA, would you be interested in it? Or is it just like aesthetically like, oh no, I'm good.
No, aesthetically, it's not my scene anymore. It's like very, I don't even know. It has like swirly edges.
Yeah.
Like
I just got, that was my coffee table. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's not mid-century.
It's like post mid-century, very delicate.
Yeah. Kind of like,
maybe it's pre mid-century. It's like very delicate, like girly. It's really pretty, but
it's like the clawfoot tub kind of style. Is that?
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Fun.
If anyone needs it, please let me know.
Yeah, I'll do it for free.
I cannot get it to you for free. It just is impossible. Yeah, no, it's all very beautiful, but, you know, those basements, a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, tell us, what did you find in that room? What did you keep and why? Why'd you keep it?
Okay, so before I say what I kept and what I didn't keep, I have family in Michigan, and that's where I was born and raised, and my childhood house is currently for sale on the market for the first time, like just went up for sale. My parents have prepped the house to sell it and have kind of, without saying it, prepped me and my sister by being like, why don't you go through your stuff and get rid of it? And they like turned my room, my childhood bedroom, into like a workout room. And then, so it's been, the past couple of years have actually been me like consolidating and paring down my belongings into just like two big boxes. So a lot of my my very prized childhood items are in two big boxes in the closet of my childhood room. But I will talk about the things that I... Okay, I will just show you my items. One I've had forever, and one is new, but I've known forever. And I will explain. Oh. I'll explain.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, this is a sweatshirt from the childhood theater I spent most of my life at, called the Markey Theater.
That's amazing.
This is from Pinocchio.
It's really cute.
It's really
cute. It's a good sweatshirt.
It's a good sweatshirt. So this sweatshirt is symbolic of about 15 to 20 different shirts and sweatshirts that are all from this theater that I keep safe and sound in Michigan, that I'm like planning on either turning into a blanket, or I'm like, I just can't get rid of them. So mm-hmm. I started doing theater at this place called the Markey Theater in Northville, Michigan, when I was 6 or 7. And I was there up until like 7th grade. So I was there for maybe like 7 or 8 years of my life. Or I would say, yeah, I was there for like 7 years of my life. And it is where I like made my first friends and did theater. So I simply can't get rid of these things. The second item. So at the Markey Theater, at the summers, they would have camps, and they would be 2 weeks long. And at the end, we would do a performance, and all of our parents and friends could come. And there's so much to say about this theater because it's an insane place. But at every performance, we would, for the day camp for the kids, we would sing at the end. And every single child had to wear a vest like this.
Oh my god.
Oh, that is a sparkly blue vest. That is sequins.
Like so sparkly.
So
yeah.
Sparkly. Like,
you can really sort of see it in the light.
It's gorgeous.
I mean, you guys might have been singing, but that vest sings for itself.
So these vests come in every single color, but they also have an American flag sequin version. Which I sadly was not able to get one, but it was like,
how did you get this one?
Okay, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So my beloved childhood theater actually had to close due to the pandemic, and it like Charlie Chaplin performed on this stage. Like it has been around forever and ever. It's super, super. It's like it's a historical. Like, it's been dubbed one of those buildings that's like, you can't tear it down because of blah. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it was, yeah, it just was had a tough time with the pandemic. And so they were like, the owners of the theater, we are selling it. We're not going to do shows anymore. Like,
heartbreaking.
Which is, for me, absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
But I live in LA. The theater had a huge, like, quote, garage sale, and where they sold everything in the theater. And, like, let me tell you, this theater was, like, the backdrop of my childhood. Like, I could tell you, I could describe it in detail, every room of this theater to you. And my mom, I genuinely almost considered buying a flight so I could come back and, like, buy everything out. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't able to that weekend. So my mom went, and she got me a couple things, including this vest, including a mug from the theater.
That's so nice of your mom. So did she just go, were you like, I want this if they have it? Were you like on a FaceTime call? Did she just go and she was like, I picked some things out I thought you might like?
Okay, so when she went, it was in the pandemic, like, I think pre-vaccine, so that's why it was so hard for me to travel. But she FaceTimed me when she was there, and the service was garbage, but she was like showing, like, the theater again, because it's so old and so ornate, like they were selling, like they had these like old, like knight armor, like these like
Like shields of armor. Wait, what are those called? Not, is that what it's called? Yeah, I know. That's wild. They didn't want one of those.
They were selling crazy things. Like, they had all these chairs in the shape of hands that the kids would sit on. And yeah. I was like, I want a hand chair so bad.
Oh, I can see a hand chair, like, going right next to that pretty mirror behind you. Like, oh, so man. Much. I feel like a hand chair is your aesthetic. You could pull that off. Not a lot of people could.
Agree. And they were bright yellow. And I was like, that's my vibe.
It was clearly very influential for you.
Absolutely. I could talk about the theater forever, but my childhood shirts, because I was freaking in elementary school, are all like a youth size small.
Yeah.
And my sweatshirts. So every time you did camp, you got a t-shirt. Every time you did a show outside of camp, you got a sweatshirt.
Okay. And all so, right. Mm-hmm.
And so
very fancy.
I was like, I would love a shirt or sweatshirt that is going to fit my adult body.
Sure. Yeah.
So I got a size large sweatshirt, and yeah, now I've kept on to these things, and I have not present with me, but just so many shirts and t-shirts from this theater, and I can't seem to let them go, specifically because the theater no longer really exists. And I'm like, this is all.
No, that's all that you have. You have to hold on to it. It's funny. My husband had a bunch of like sentimental t-shirts that like some were from plays that he was in. Some were from like his family used to do like road trips every summer. And his mom was very sweet and took a bunch of those shirts and had them made into a quilt.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to do. I think that's going to be the best solution. And that for I can wrap myself in it.
Yeah, you can wear all the shirts at once. You can be a little camp burrito. Exactly. I get it. When I was a kid and I'd go to camp or I would do something that required, ended up in giving me a t-shirt, my mom would always order like a size large. And I was like, Mom, I'm swimming in this. It doesn't look cool. And she's like, but you'll like it when you're an adult, which I think I did end up just like destroying them or getting rid of them before I like slowly grew into them. But I was like, you know what? That was good forethought, Mom.
That was like good such forethought. A mom hack. Honestly, brilliant.
It's definitely a mom hack. Yeah. My mom also was the type of mom who would buy when I was a kid, would buy like shoes a little too big for me and put like cotton in the toes that it was like, you can wear them longer. I don't have to buy you new shoes every like 2 months. And I was like, okay, all right. She knew how to stretch things. So
mom hacks.
I love that. What did you do? You did theater like all through like your childhood, and you said you were there until you were like in middle school. So what was what did you do after that? Because obviously you're still an actor now. Did you take like a break from acting? Did you just find like a different theater?
So the Marquee Theater in Northville, Michigan was not close to where I grew up. I started doing theater there because my aunt was like, Anna has a lot of energy. When I was like a child, she was
that's very relatable. The same thing.
And so she told my mom like, oh, I've heard this theater does a summer camp. Why don't you put Anna in this camp? And so it wasn't like a sleepover camp or anything. Sleepaway, I think, is what they're called, not sleepover camp.
I like sleepover camp.
It's one big sleepover. So my mom would have to drive me half an hour to and from the theater. And so what happened is I did the camp. I absolutely loved it. The director of the camp, did all the shows, and I was just like, this is my new favorite person. I made friends. I was not cool in elementary school particularly, and I was like, oh, I have friends at the theater, so I'm just going to keep doing stuff here. Mm-hmm. I loved it so much, I immediately – and they were like, Anna needs to do shows. She has so much energy. and so I started doing shows, and this theater – is hysterical. If you care to hear the details of it.
Yes. Yeah.
We care. We deeply care.
Okay.
The Marquee Theater would put on shows like Rumpelstiltskin, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, The Jungle Book, Disney classics. However, they wouldn't get the rights to do these shows.
Sure.
So they would do Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then the songs would be like Kokomo by the Beach Boys and Oh,
that is so
like
funny.
Sing a little, like say a little prayer for me. Like it was like a review sort of. And the plot would not be the plot from the movie. So it's like Snow White has a different issue with the dwarves. Like Rumpelstiltskin was like, of course, based on the fable, but like I played Bob, Rumpelstiltskin's assistant. Like they are the shows
famously.
Famously. And so, yeah, like Peter Cottontail we would do, but it would be, you know, Peter goes on an adventure. Like we did Stuart Little, but we never had the rights to any of the shows. So it would just be called that, and we would just kind of get away with it, I guess. Like truly the songs were just, it was hysterical. So the person that ran the day camp, he would write all these shows. He would write these like loophole shows, I guess.
That's so funny.
It was hysterical. So like, that's why, like, you know, this art for Pinocchio, it's not the Disney trademarked version. It's
right. There is a, and there's a whale.
Yeah.
And
really happy whale.
Yeah. That doesn't look,
I also good. Like about this sweatshirt that it's the same exact silk screen on both sides. Is that
that's
correct?
How every single shirt and every single sweatshirt is.
Front and back.
I didn't notice that. I thought it was just
logo,
the front.
Logo, front and back. I want to start doing that. That's amazing.
Isn't
that's
that
a
incredible?
Great branding idea.
Every single t-shirt and sweatshirt is the exact same print on the front and the back.
What amazes me is that having made a bunch of like sweatshirts for camps and like whatever, mm-hmm. like, you know, all those like youth things that you do and you're like in charge of t-shirts. It costs so much money to print on front and back.
Yeah.
It's like an extra $20 per sweat. Like it's so expensive at like depending on how many you're making. And even if you're making anything under 1,000, it's like that is fancy shit.
It's fancy. And it was not a fancy theater. Just old. And I don't know. Now that I'm holding it in my hands, I'm like, oh, of course they print it on front and back. It's just like you can be a little walking billboard for the theater.
Yeah, you're just like a sandwich board.
Yeah.
I guess, exactly. But like to justify front and back and then to do the exact same thing on both is just such a move. It's like I once wanted to like put like a logo on the front and a message on the back, and it was going to cost like double the amount of money.
I'm on a softball team.
I'm having flashbacks to like calling these people.
I am on a softball team, and we wanted to make shirts and like do our names on the back, and we were like, that's too much. Truly an extra 15
I know,
to 20
that's what
person.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to get like the iron-on.
That is a premium quality.
Yeah.
The iron-on letters, yeah. Yeah. Huge workaround, mm-hmm. always a disaster. Mm-hmm. But that is a premium quality sweatshirt. Do you wear it ever?
I have I'm addicted to crewnecks. I have a million. So I kind of rotate in and out of like what I'm wearing regularly. And it's not in my current rotation. But I think now that it's out and about, I'm going to start. Now that it's getting a little colder in LA.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. We dipped below the 80s. It's
freezing. Huge. It's freezing hot.
I am really into white pants as of late. And I really think that this with white pants is going to be epic as hell.
It's blue and all the text on it is white. We'll put up a picture on Instagram, but I agree. I think that would be quite a look.
Thank you so much. I think about it.
And have you ever worn that sparkly vest?
I have. I have a couple times.
Tell me everything about that outfit.
Okay. So the sparkly vest. So I, as mentioned earlier, host a show at the Elysian Theater. And I, for every show except one, have worn this vest. I've done the show four times.
So good.
The show is called Scrambled Eggs, and it's a variety show, but I do jokes and bits in between. And I had two shows at this Atwater Theater before we moved to the Elysian, and I wore this vest for both shows because I'm like, I am the host. What better than to wear this vest?
It's a very good host vest, yeah.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I so agree. And then at the Elysian, my show has kind of evolved into every show has a theme. And so my I usually have a goal that I want to accomplish by the end of the show. So the first goal for my first show is to try to convince everyone in the audience to be a proud theater kid by the end of the show. And so I was like, well, what makes more sense than to wear this
truly exact
vest? So it's just this with like a little white tank top and jeans. I like wear it as though it's like a cool cardigan, but it's just...
Oh my God, that's so great. I'm so glad you're getting use out of it. That is so impressive.
Yeah, I think... And then my other... my most recent scrambled eggs show, the one I did in June, the theme was Hot Girl Summer. So I'm like, this doesn't exactly line up, but I think I'm going to, for the next show, going to get it back on.
Yeah. Definitely yeah. get it yeah. back.
I mean, you could have worn a bikini.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, a bikini and a sparkly vest.
Oh my God. I have to redo an entire show.
Yeah.
Probably. Or maybe just like again. Put that in your pocket for next year.
Yeah, so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready.
Hot Girl Summer's coming back. We just have to wait a little
You're while. In LA. Yeah. It's like 90% Hot Girl Summer here, so.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I've yet to wear it like out in real life.
Just like a casual brunch. It's more, it is costume wear.
It is costume wear, but I would be...
I actually think you could get away with wearing that on New Year's Eve with like a pair of silk pants.
I think you're so right.
And like
nothing underneath.
Like a black.
I was going to say nothing underneath.
Pants, nothing underneath.
I could try to slut it up. And it also has a.
But you just have to like tape your boobs in like they do on the red carpet. Yep. Live your life.
I think so.
Hot girl Halloween. Hot girl.
Hot girl.
Every. Hoot nanny.
Hot girl Arbor Day. Hot girl. Oh my God.
Isn't it a hootenanny in Scotland on New Year's
Eve? Oh, I don't know. I thought hootenanny had to do with like a barn raising.
Hot girl hootenanny.
Hot girl hootenanny.
Hot girl hootenanny. It's got a good ring to it.
It sounds really good. It yeah, does. It Someone please do something with it. I don't have the energy for that.
Someone take it. We give it to you now.
We release it to you. Want it to exist. Yeah, don't have the energy.
I love that vest. I love it very much.
Jackie, it looks like something, it's gorgeous, but it looks like something you maybe would have owned, because you did dance. I feel like that's a very, like...
I did do dance, yeah. Maybe it's just that it's sequin, and I'm like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It is.
The tag says Sequin City on it, which is awesome.
I'm taking a trip to Sequin City.
I would love to live in Sequin City.
One-way stop. One-way trip.
Sequin City.
It's got a little phone number too. The phone number.
My mom does this amazing. Oh, let's call it. Let's prank call Sequin City.
I'm so down.
My mom does this amazing. Like for years, when she was like in her 40s, she'd like buy something really sparkly and be like, "I'm gonna save this for my 60s." Now she's allowed to wear sparkles.
Incredible.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's good planning. Again, good mom hacks.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Good mom hacks.
I know.
Mom hacks all around.
I'm going to start saving sequin things for my 60s.
My mom, okay. I don't think, unfortunately, will ever wear sequins. It's just not her vibe. But
man,
I'm thinking that maybe when I am, I can just wear this vest all the time. Because I think that if and when I have kids, I'm just going to wear crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to give them character. You need to build it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to delight them from ages like, you know, 0 until 9. And then when they go to middle school, like 11, you have to let them really know what embarrassment feels like.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have to like pick them up.
Grow from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I, my cousin's kids, I needed to see them. I had to give them something and their house is far away. Anyways, I was like, I'm going to stop them on their way out of school because their school is like 10 minutes from my parents' house. So I went the other day and I realized I was wearing the most embarrassing outfit. I was wearing like Lululemons, like these big white sneakers and like a sweatshirt my mom still has from the 1980s.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your outfit does sound awesome to me.
I was like,
I mean, maybe,
it sounds on point.
Maybe it's awesome. But all these girls were like wearing like, their midriffs were showing.
Sure,
they were wearing
aughts,
like low rise jeans. Yeah. They were all in middle school. And I was like, hi guys, it's me. Come over here.
I do not envy children these days. I really don't.
Oh man. Oh man. I feel like, what middle schoolers are wearing now though is what I was wearing in middle school in the late 90s, like Y2K, mm-hmm. where it was like the chunky sneakers. It was the mid-drift, like Britney Spears mm-hmm. yeah, music
baby
video.
Tees, do you remember? Baby tees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look.
How they branded a t-shirt a baby crazy. Tee to young women is a bit messed
something
up.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Something to chew on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's
okay,
it's back.
So where do you keep these? Where do you keep your sparkly vest?
I keep my sparkly vest hanging in my closet.
Good. Mm-hmm. So you see it like every day.
So I see it every time I go to pick out a shirt.
Yes.
I am thinking about moving it to my costume bin, but it does feel like a disservice to this vest. It's like the...
Well, it needs to be kept pristine.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I can't have this getting mangled in a plastic box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I'm crazy, but in my head... Maybe this is from The Simpsons. Did Mr. Burns ever have a vest that he sang about?
Not that I know of.
I
see my vest.
Mikey would know the answer to this, but I...
Guys, I'm going to use the internet.
Use that.
Keep talking.
Use it. Please, yeah, so where do you... Yeah, like you just did a big clean also.
Yeah.
So
I'm still doing it, actually.
Still do. How is it? How many times... So you've lived in LA for a while, right?
Mm-hmm. 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. And how many apartments mm-hmm. have you had?
Same.
Okay.
Close. I know. Same here. Yeah. Also 5 years. 2017? 2017?
What a big hug of 5 years.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. How many apartments have you had? Have you moved around a bunch?
I have moved around a bunch. I'm in my fourth location.
Okay. That is a yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how has moving affected what you've kept, what you haven't kept? I'd love to hear about that.
So... I started by moving to Koreatown with two friends from college, and they provided most of the items. I didn't really have much. I just had like a bed and a bunch of clothes. And then my dad came to when I moved to LA, he came with me and we got a couple things from IKEA. And then as I've moved, I've gotten just more space with each move, really. So I moved into a house in the hills where I had a big room. So I, and like the person that lived there before left this beautiful like cabinet behind to like put things in. So I just have accumulated that. And then that house where I lived for a couple years or a year and a half, the owner was like, we're tearing it down and rebuilding it. You have to go. And
wait,
like,
I think I know what house you're talking about, because someone you lived with was someone I was doing a play with. And I like had like rehearsals at your house. And then on Instagram, I think I saw you standing in front of the house. And I was like, do you live there? I've been to your house before.
Wait, is it Abra?
Debbie?
Or Deb?
Debbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Incredible.
I just remembered that because I remember like a picture of you and I was like, I've been to your house before.
Wow. I really love that house.
I didn't realize it was getting torn down. I was like, oh, that was a great space.
It's so great, but they were right in what they needed to do. We had ant infestations every other month.
Yeah, burn it down.
Just burn it. Yeah. Take the money and run. No, it really was falling apart. Like, it was an old, old house. Mm-hmm. Like, the windows let every temperature in. Like, you just... Mm-hmm. I loved it, and I wish I could have stayed longer, but it also, like, the carpet was just, like... It used to be like white and now it was like brown, you know, like it just it needed help.
Yummy. Yeah.
So I took what the person that lived there before left. So I took that like cabinet with me when I moved to this big room in Silver Lake where it was a sublet. And again, I moved in to a house where people already lived, which is what happened in the hills. And it's what happened with Silver Lake. So I didn't have that much furniture on me. And then I lived in Silver Lake. When the sublet ended, I was like, I think I'm ready to live alone. And because I always had more and more space, I just never got rid of anything.
Yeah.
And now I live in my own apartment and I was like, oh, I have no furniture. So my first like 6 months of living here was like, I need somewhere to sit. Like I just was like, so I've just been accumulating furniture. And I will say... The reason I have too many things in my apartment right now is because I am on the groups Buy Nothing. Are you both familiar with
those?
Oh,
yeah. Nope. When I lived in Los Feliz, I was in... Yep.
Courtney loves Buy Nothing. Yeah. We talk about it all the time. I've never partaken,
it's but my least it. Favorite thing about where I live right now is I have the most boring Buy Nothing page. No. It's all baby stuff.
Oh, that's horrible.
I went from living with, like, I think we would have, like, if we had overlapped in living in the same neighborhood, oh my God, you would under, it, you get it. I'm so glad you get it. It's such good stuff.
The Los Feliz Buy Nothing group, because I was in also the Silver Lake one, which was, I thought, good until I moved to Los Feliz. Ugh. And now I understand that what I have is a treasure trove.
Yeah. It's I'm so jealous.
What have you gotten?
When I tell you I furnished half of my apartment with stuff from Buy Nothing, I mean it. Like, I have this rainbow chair that I'm sitting on.
Cute.
It's, and then I have a pair of them I got for free from
amazing
down the street. I got a rattan. I can like get up and show you if you want, but it's hard with my mic. I got like a rattan cap, like sort of cabinet shelf. I've gotten this square lamp behind me. I've gotten a couple full length, like nice full length mirrors. Frames for all my things. I have a really cool record holder.
I'm so jealous. Hollis is so good. The clothes on that one, because it's like a bunch of people like in our age range, and I feel like like there was one particular person who worked in costuming, and she always had like cool stuff. She was like, I thought I'd wear this, and I'm not gonna wear it, so here you go. And I was on that all the time. I was like always the first person to respond.
I'm always on it and commenting, and I'm like, because if something's even slightly cool, I'm like, interested, I'd like that. And then more than often than not, because I'm on it all the time, people are like, sure, come get it. And now I'm like, I have 18 lamps. I have 18 lamps. I have too many lamps. The group is so wonderful for so many reasons, but now I'm like, I actually have to slow down, and just because things are free need them.
I'm such a sucker for a free thing. I love a free thing. I'm like, I'll make this work. It's free. I'll make it work. Oh my gosh. I'll take it.
What am I going to do? Say no?
Yeah. Oh, big same mentality. Big same. Do you ever get rid of anything on Buy Nothing?
You know what? Because I'm told you I'm doing this like purge at the moment. I'm getting rid of a rug. I'm getting rid of a bunch of pillows. I got rid of a vase last night.
Tell me about the rug you're getting rid of, because I'm about to, as soon as we are done recording this, I'm going to be looking for some rugs for my new apartment.
It's a really great purple 4x6 shag rug. I only used it for a few months, but it's just been taking up space, and I'm like, you got to go. But, yeah, I use it. I obviously take more than I give, but when I give, it's usually like a big load of shit, and people tend to be like, cool stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I really should look and see if there's – it's a Facebook thing, right? I don't have that. That's why I haven't.
The only reason I keep my Facebook is for these pages.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. No, I totally understand. I just got rid of it, so I'd have to get it again.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. But truly, it's the only reason I've kept my Facebook alive. Like, for a while, I was like, I'm only keeping it alive for, like, improv stuff, because that's how, like, improv people all seem to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And then the pandemic hit, and it was like – that's when I got real into Buy Nothing. Baby needed a hobby, and it was Buy Nothing. So I loved it. But when I moved, oh, man, my old apartment used to have so much storage, and then where I live now has way less storage. Like, it had more square footage, but just, like, no place to put anything. And I ended up getting rid of so much stuff, and it was so easy, especially because it was just like, great, I'm gonna leave this on my porch. You come get it. I took almost nothing to Goodwill, and it felt great.
I wish my apartment had a little. It really doesn't have much storage at all, and so I really have to find.
You don't have a basement.
The one thing about LA, I'm like, I hope to buy a house here one day, but I'm already upset knowing that it won't have a basement, like,
and no closet space really. These old houses in Los Angeles. I don't know, maybe one day I'll buy a brand new house with closet space.
But I like, I've always, when people have asked me to describe my dream house, I'm like, and then there's a basement, and the basement is a movie theater and also an arcade. Yeah. They just, you get to kind of like hibernate in there and just eat your popcorn and like throw a million blankets on yourself Like, I just really love the idea.
Yeah, that is what's missing from the real movie theater experience is blankets. Yeah.
Oh my, okay, we have, I think, just tapped into something absolutely huge.
I'm like, next time I go to Alamo Drafthouse, maybe I'm going to bring a little blankie with me. I usually...
Because it is chilly. It does get chilly.
What I normally do cold. When I go to theater is bring, like, one of my bigger, like, jackets or sweaters or something. Yeah. And then I put it on backwards over me, like a nan, mm-hmm. like a little grandma. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, just keep myself warm.
Next time, you know those, like, little, like, foldy blankets you can take on a plane?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Take one of those with
you. Great. I keep all of those, so.
For me, I'm like, okay, this can be a business. We can create movie theater blankets.
Yes.
Stalls, stands.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
make millions.
Oh,
We can yeah. sell them in the theater.
Anna, I would love to make millions of dollars with you in this venture.
Yes. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Can we go on Shark Tank?
We can go on Shark Tank.
They say, no. It would just be like, okay, so, you know how theaters we'll be like, are chilly.
You know how in your basements you all have these movie theaters? And you snuggle up. Imagine the rest of us doing that in public.
Yeah.
I've sorted our pitch. We're ready
Perfect.
To go.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that work.
You're so
there was, when I lived in Oakland, there was this amazing theater that was this, like, community-run theater, and it had all these, like, couches in it, and mm-hmm. so it wasn't, like, standard seating. All the seating was, like, couches, and you, like, got a ticket for one of the couches, and it was great. And that, I think I did bring, like, a blanket sick. To that, because it was, like, a comfy little couch with, like, a little ottoman and stuff, and it was,
So it was, like, a movie theater?
It was a movie theater. But with couches in it. It was just, wow. It was like this big space that was like this indie movie theater. And instead of having like the stadium seating, they had couches and comfy chairs and coffee tables. And it was great. I'm blanking on the name of it, which I want to be able to name drop it, but it was really lovely. And awesome. They did movies. They also, the last season of Mad Men, they aired like all the Mad Men episodes when the Warriors were winning because it was Oakland. They would do like they'd screen like the Warriors games. It was a really cool place.
It would be so funny to own your own like little independent theater and just be like, today we're watching The Devil Wears Prada, yeah. and tomorrow we're watching The Devil Wears Prada, and on Thursday we're gonna watch The Devil Wears Prada.
That is Mikey's dream, like, watching The Devil Wears Prada.
On a couch with a big screen. Gosh, big screen. Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be really fun.
It would be
whatever you want. I would probably be showing cartoons most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That'd be.
And then every once in a while, you throw in like The Godfather, just for the fans.
Just for those cinephiles, you know. Yeah. Here you go. Let me appease you. Yeah. What a dream. I mean.
Or if I did it, I would do a week where every movie, every rom-com that references The Godfather, like the reason I watched The Godfather was to better understand You've Got Mail. So I would start with The Godfather, and then I would do like all of the like chick flicks, if you will, from the 90s that talked about The Godfather. Okay. Like, you know, in You've Got Mail, she goes to the mattresses. There are a few other examples that I can't think of right now.
You know what? I'm going to say,
it would be research.
When I finally watched Goodfellas, I was like, oh, Goodfeathers from Animaniacs?
Yes.
Like, I get it now. Like,
that's so funny. Actually, I was like, you haven't seen Goodfellas? And I was like, yeah, but I watched Goodfeathers. And he's like, I don't know what that is. He's British. And I was like, it's probably the same. And then I showed him a clip and he was like, this is not the same.
I disagree. Basically the same thing.
I think so, too. Okay, can I come full circle on something for a second?
Yeah, please do.
I'm not crazy. Mr. Burns has a vest in The Simpsons, and there's a song that he sings called See My Vest, and it starts like this. Some men hunt for sport, others hunt for food. The only thing I'm hunting for is an outfit that looks good. See my vest, made from real gorilla chest. Feel this sweater, there's no better. That's authentic Irish setter. Anyways, it goes on, but I just wanted to
I'd like to see a picture of his
congratulate
vest.
Myself.
Is there a photo of actually, his vest when... that we can see?
Pardon?
Is there a photo of his vest?
Do we have a photo of that? I'd love a visual if you had one.
Okay.
I got it. I got it.
When you read the lyrics, I was like,
what the hell?
It's made out of a real gorilla chest.
He did not exaggerate. That's exactly what it is.
That's...
Anyways, I'm going to send you a link to this song because I feel like it. Perfect. It's really important for you.
Oh, boy.
On this podcast, we also deeply realize that there's a lot of mental space that these things take up.
Yeah. Not just physical space. Ooh. It's all of it. Yeah. I didn't think, like, right now I'm in the process of moving. And because I did this last move where I got rid of all of this stuff and I spent all this time here, like, organizing things and really, like, I felt like I really pared down. But now that I'm physically putting things into boxes, I'm like, why do I have so much stuff?
This is so stupid. Simply last night where we were talking about how we have so much stuff. And, like, just it really lined up so well with this. And I love having stuff. One of my friends, Marissa, she's pretty much like, she's moved a million times in New York. She's traveling the world right now. She owns like 20 things total. Like, she doesn't have furniture. When she moves, the furniture's already there. She doesn't shop. Like, she has nothing. And I'm like, but what about like, I feel like so much of my stuff, I feel... is part of my personality, and like, especially because when you thrift, it's like you curate and you put work into surrounding yourself with things that make you happy. And like, even this mirror behind me, like, there's a story behind it. And I'm like, how can you, to get rid of those things is to get rid of those memories. And
memories, man, that's like what was that movie with George Clooney, Up in the Air?
Is like curate the memory, like instead of keeping everything that belongs to that memory, you keep the one thing or the two things that you really love about that memory. Like, you don't need to keep, for me, like, I have my dresses that I wore to my brother's wedding, but I don't have every dress I wore to my brother's wedding. I just kept the one that I wore to the wedding night. Because I beforehand had felt bad about getting rid of the brunch outfit I wore and I was like, that's so dumb. I'm not wearing them anymore, but I might wear the wedding outfit because it's like a prop. It's just a dress.
Like how I have 20 shirts from the same childhood theater, and I probably could keep just one.
Well, I'm trying. I'm not saying I'm successful because I have like 100 summer camp t-shirts and sleepover camp t-shirts, if you will.
It's also tough when it's something small, you know, and it's like, how do you pick which summer camp shirt, you know?
Well, there was one that said it's the cheese that makes it better. And that's the one I kept, obviously.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's okay. That makes it a lot easier.
Anyways, this has been so much fun. And I love what you brought to the podcast. I especially love your vest. It is so pretty.
I know. I've been eyeing it this whole time. I'm like, oh, that's great. I mean, the one you're wearing, but also the blue sparkly one. I'm excited to go to the Scrambie Egg
show.
Now
I'm going to have to wear it for my next one.
Same. And now we'll know the story.
Yeah. Now you have to.
And tell us again where we can find you, where we can find the sparkly vest in action.
I'm Anna Garcia. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at Scrambie Eggs. And then I host a bi-monthly show. It's every other month at the Elysian Theater. And it's called Scrambled Eggs. It's a variety show.
And just to clarify, do you also eat scrambled eggs?
Yeah. It's so funny. My Instagram handle, people are always like, Anna, why that? And they expect it to be this crazy story, but it's just like something I changed it to on a hungover whim in college, and now it's accidentally become my entire brand. And I do eat scrambled eggs, but am I like, I'm not, you know how some people are like obsessed with eggs, like they love, I'm not that, but people think I am because of the nature of the fates I've fallen into. So I do enjoy scrambled eggs, but I'd much rather have an over easy egg on toast.
I was gonna say,
you heard it here first. in case Anna's over for brunch, do not pigeonhole her
do not.
As someone who only eats scrambled eggs allow her an over easy, but do go see her show at the Elysian and follow her everywhere.
On all the social medias. Anna, thank you so much for being here. Also, I want to thank Genevieve Vincent, the composer behind our theme music. Akshay, thank you so much for being our producer and helping us get this podcast into the world. And a big thank you to all of our listeners. We appreciate you. And we'd also appreciate it if you wanted to leave us a little 5-star review, say something nice on whatever you're using to listen to this podcast. That would be great and so helpful. Also, follow us on Instagram at Why Did I Keep This? Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.